Hi, my name is Jeff Green, and I'm the founder and the expedition leader of the Students on Ice Foundation. I started Students on Ice about 23 years ago, and it was a pretty simple idea, which was to provide youth at the beginning of their life with amazing experiences by going to parts of our planet that not many youth get to visit. We started in Antarctica in 1999 with a group of Canadian students, and then the following year up to the Arctic, Baffin Island and Ellesmere Island and Devon Island. And ever since, Students on Ice has grown. Essentially, each Students on Ice expedition is a little unique. We have groups of youth from all over the world, mostly high school youth, but sometimes university students as well, but from all different backgrounds. Most of the students are funded by scholarships to participate. And now over 60% of the youth that participate are Indigenous youth. So lots of Inuit youth, Innu, Métis, First Nation, Gwich'in, Sami. So that's been a really great part of how Students on Ice has evolved over the years. On each of the expeditions, besides the youth, there are experts, elders, teachers, educators, scientists, and they're there to share their knowledge and experience with the youth each day. Every day is jam-packed. We are out in the zodiacs, we're hiking, we're out on the ocean doing different types of experiments, we're visiting communities, and sometimes we're on ice, on glaciers or sea ice. So it's a really hands-on, very holistic program. And most of the students that participate would tell you that it's quite life-changing, very inspiring, gives you all kinds of ideas for the future, for careers and opportunities. As I said, most of the students are 14 to 18, but we also have a program now for 18 to 25 or even older sometimes. The way students can get involved is really easy. You can go to our website, soifoundation.org or studentsonice.com, and fill out an application form. It basically asks you, why do you want to participate? What do you think you'll learn from going on an expedition, and so on? Passion and interest and the desire to learn and make a difference are the key criteria. Also, sometimes scholarships are specifically for youth from certain areas. So right now on board, we have some kids from Chicago, some from New York, some from Europe, and they are part of programs or partnerships that have helped to fund them. We're also really fortunate to have on board three youth from Nunatsiavut right now: Peyton Dicker, Serenity Ivani, and soon joining us is going to be Jenna Gilbride, who's actually an alumni of ours from many years ago, so we can't wait to see her. The ship that this expedition is taking place on is the Polar Prince. It's a former Canadian Coast Guard icebreaker, and it's awesome because it's pretty small. We have a really great group. We can go anywhere, do anything, and it's really comfortable. On this journey, we started in Goose Bay, and we'll be traveling up to Nain, and then from Nain up to Hebron, Hebron up to base camp, and then a whole week in the Torngat Mountains National Park. We've been to the Torngats before, and it's such a special, powerful spiritual place, and we're so excited to go back. We'll also be coming back to Nain sometime next week before we return to Goose Bay and everybody flies home from there. Boy, what else can I tell you? Students from around the world, as I mentioned. Most of the expedition this summer is taking place in July, but often Students on Ice expeditions also take place in June or August, sometimes in September. Each year is a little bit different, so we're excited to be back to Nunatsiavut. Hope to see lots of our friends in Nain while we're there, or maybe up in base camp. Thanks a lot, everybody, for your interest, and hope to see you soon.